We're up to Cheshem Aleph, the two dots in the middle of the dot. Omar Ula, Amud Tisha B'Shus HaRabim, Rabim Mechastin Olav. We have a post in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says it doesn't make a difference what the dimensions of the post are, except that it's 9 Tvachim high. And there's a machlokas, the Rosh holds that it's lav davka 9, but anything more than 9 and less than 10. And the Riaz holds that it's, no, the Rambam and the Rashba hold that it's davka 9. Can't be more than 9 or less than 9. Exactly 9 tvachim. And what's it called? Rashi here says that it doesn't make a difference if it's what's it called wide or not. The dimensions, the other dimensions are not significant. And Rashi, other places, seems to say that it has to be Dalit, Al Dalit. And what's it called? Also, who else says it has to be Dalit? The Riaz holds it has to be Dafka Dalit Tvachim. But in any case, it's 9, the Gemara says 9 Tvachim according to everybody. And people use it like to put their packages down on for a second while they continue on in Rishus HaRabim. So it's used by the people in Rishus HaRabim, the Zorek, the Nach, Al Gavav, and you threw something, either Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, and it came to rest on this post, or you threw from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, and it came to rest on this post, Chayiv, because this post is considered part of Rishus HaRabim. My time, Pachas Mishlosha Midrash Darsile. Anything that's less than 3 Tvachim, higher than Rishus HaRabim, in Rishus HaRabim, people walk over. So it's for sure part of Rishus HaRabim, and it's what's it called, if it comes to rest on something like that, it's in Rishus HaRabim. Darsile Rabim, Mishlosha V'Atisha, if it's higher than 3 Tvachim, up until 9 Tvachim, Lo Midrash Darsile, V'Lo Ktufei Mechatfei. It's too low to put things down on, and it's too high to walk over. So that already is either a karmelis, depends on the dimensions, or a makom ptur. Tisha vani mechastin alai. But at 9, and again, with machlokas, whether it means exactly 9 or 9, but less than 10, is what's it called, people use to put things down on temporarily in Rishus HaRabim. So it has a use in Rishus HaRabim. It's called Rishus HaRabim. Rashi. Tisha Dafka Nokat the Chazilik Tufe. The Ainu Logavovalo Namu. Right? 9 is Dafka because it's possible to put things down on it, right? To lean on it or whatever. It's not too high, it's not too low. The Zorak Mitchilas Dalasov Dalit, and you threw something from Dalit Amas and Shisarabim, and it came to rest on this post. Or it could be talking where you threw something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim that came to rest on this post. So the halacha is Yochayah, because that post is considered Rishus HaRabim. Mekathi Olayu, the Kivin Tzorek L'Rabim, Rishus HaRabim. Since it's used by the Rabin, right, it's a Tashmish Alidei HaRabim, and it's in Rishus HaRabim, that's called Rishus HaRabim. Bein Rocha, Bein Kotzer. Rashi says it doesn't make a difference. If it's wide, if it's narrow, right, it doesn't have to be Dafka Dalet Al Dalet. It's mamish part of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Yechayim. Okay. Omer le'abayil Rav Yosef. Guma mai. What would be the opposite case? You have a hole in Rishus HaRabim that's 9 tefachim deep. Would that be the same case? Omer le, v'chein beguma. So Rav Yosef said, yeah, the same halacha would apply by a hole in Rishus HaRabim is also considered Rishus HaRabim. Rava Omer beguma lo. Now, a hole is different than a post. A post 9 tefachim above Rishus HaRabim is different than a hole 9 tefachim below Rishus HaRabim. My time, tashmish al yedei atchak lo shmei tashmish. If the rabbin uses something, and they can use it easily, it's comfortable to use, then it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. But if the rabbin can only use that part of Rishus HaRabim, but they can only use it with difficulty, then that's not considered Rishus HaRabim. Okay? There's two things we'll see that make a Rishus HaRabim a part of Rishus HaRabim that's not mamish the part you walk on. One is that's what's it called, hiluch, that people go there, right? They walk there. then we'll see there's a difference. There's not a difference between Hiluch al Yedei Hadchak and Hiluch Stam. If people can go there and walk there with difficulty, that's still considered Rishus HaRabim. But there's another thing that makes Rishus HaRabim, not people walking there, people using that as part of Rishus HaRabim, like leaning on it, using it to put down packages, or to put things in there or whatever. Then there's a difference. Tashmish al Yedei Hadchak, Rava holds, is not a Tashmish. It has to be something that's comfortable to use, to be considered Rishus HaRabim, not something that's only used with difficulty. Okay, Rashi. My guma amukates, a hole that's 9 tefachim deep. My gabi rishus hayochid da asara tanya leel omka kigova diktani chritz omuk yud v'rochav dal rishus hayochid hacha my. By rishus hayochid we say there's no difference between something that's 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim deep. Right, it's 10 tefachim deep. It's rishus hayochid. 10 tefachim high is rishus hayochid. Over here, by something that's in Rishus HaRabim, that's 9 tefachim high, because it's usable for the Rabim, is that same halach applied to 9 tefachim deep? Mi amrina manchi bei b'nei Rishus HaRabim chafetzim shibi yodam, ad dehadri v'asu, derech sham? Do we say that a 9 tefachim deep hole in Rishus HaRabim, people use to put things in until they come back, just like they put things on the post, that's 9 tefachim high. The Shakti Levin interest in Srichim L'Rabim. Therefore, it's used by the Rabbin in Rishus HaRabim. It's also called Rishus HaRabim. Hilkach Rishus HaRabim. Rava Omer Guma Lo. Rav Yosef said, yeah, Guma is the same thing as a post. And Rava says, no. My time at Tashmish. Al Yedei Hadchak. Lo Shmei Tashmish. Hilkach Lath Tzorich Rabim Hu. Ela Karmelisu. Therefore, since it only can be used with difficulty, that's not called something that the Rabbim uses, because difficult usage is not called usage, and therefore, what's it called? It's only a Karmelis.
Is the 9 by Guma significant numbers?
What?
Is the 9 by Guma, when it went up, it's the perfect height for me to put something to readjust myself. But if it's down low,
it's
the same as the Arba Bab, it's 10 down, so we should be up. But anything below, could be 9, 8, 7?
What? I don't know. We have the same machlokas with the 9. The nine is used is comfortable to use. Could be anything less than 9 till 3 is the same thing over here.
Well,
3.
I'm adjusting myself as I walk by.
What?
I have to put something down in there.
No, so it could be if it's less than that, you're not need noach to put things in. It has to be deeper to put things in. If it's 3 tefachim istama, then it's the same halacha. It's 3 tefachim is part of the Rishus HaRabim. More than 3 up till 9 is istama, the same shail of 9 till 10. Right, it's exactly 9 or even less than that. Mistam is noach to. Okay. Okay. So we have machlokas Rava and Rav Yosef whether a guma has the same din, whether tashmish al yedei hadchak is a tashmish or not. Esvei Rav Adam bar Masna l'Rava. So Rava said that tashmish al yedei hadchak is not called a tashmish, and that's not called Rishus HaRabim. So Karmelis. So Rav Adar Bar Masna asked Rav, "Haisa kupasa munachas b'shus harabim?" The person had his package in Rishus HaRabim, gavo asara or rechava dalit, and it was 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So that's a Rishus HaYochid, right? That package becomes a Rishus HaYochid. Ein metalklin lo mitocha Rishus HaRabim, lo Rishus HaRabim letocha. You can't carry from on that package into Rishus HaRabim or from Rishus HaRabim onto the package, because it's a Rishus Hayoch. Pachos Mikain, if it's less than 10 tefachim high, it's only 9 tefachim high, then Metalklin, then you could carry from it into Rishus HaRabim and from Rishus HaRabim into it. V'chein beguma. And the same thing goes with the guma, mashma, that if the guma was 9 tefachim deep, right, you're allowed to carry from Rishus HaRabim into the guma and from the guma to Rishus HaRabim. My lava sefer, isn't this the chain beguma going on the sefer, that if it's less than 10 tefachim, then you can carry from the Rishus HaRabim into the guma and vice versa, because up until Dalet Amos, and it was within Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim, that would seem to imply that the guma has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Right? Rashi. Pachos Mikain, Obegova Oberochav Metaltlin. If it's less than 10 tefachim, or less than 4 tefachim wide, then you could carry from that into Rishus HaRabim. Why, then Tomer, Pachos Miyud, Rechav Adalit, Karmelisi, Lachor, if your package is less than 10 tefachim, and it's, what's it called, and it's 4 tefachim wide, right, then it's a Karmelis. Rashi says what we had before, Lo Gozer Avon, Lef Tule Mitoris Kelim, Ho, the Klihu. Ain't karmelis bekelim. Right? A kli can't be a karmelis. So it's not a karmelis, it's a makom ptur. Or it's what's it called, or has a din like Rishus Harabim or whatever, and therefore within four tvachim, four amas, you can carry from that into Rishus Harabim. So my love, hai v'chein, asefa nomikoi. The pachos mikein, metalka lechatchila. Am Rishus Harabim choshev leit. If it's less than 10 tvachim high, this guma, 10 tvachim deep, the guma, right, 9 tvachim, so you're allowed to carry from the guma into Rishus Harabim within Dalet Amos. Mashmitz Rishus Harabim. Not like Rava said, that a guma that's 9 tvachim deep in Rishus Harabim is Tashmish al Yedei Atchak, and it doesn't have a din of Rishus Harabim, right? Here's Mashmitz does. Since it's possible to use with difficulty, it's still considered Rishus Harabim. Versus lower ratio. No. This one, it says the Chein Aguma is going on the ratio. Right? The ratio says, if it's, what's it called, 10 Tvachim, by 4, it has dinner Rishus HaYachid. Same thing, if it's 10 by 4 deep, also has dinner Rishus HaYachid. A ratio, a Gavoy, Yud Ruchav Adala, that Rishus HaYachid, Tani V'Chein Beguma. But not on the Seifa. The Seifa, there's a difference between a hole that's 9 Tvachim and a post that's 9 Tvachim. Post that's 9 Tvachim, people use in Rishus Harabim easily. A hole that's 9 Tvachim, people don't use easily. Eishve. Still asking questions on what Rava said about... what's it called, something that's either 9 tvachim high in Rishus Harabim or 9 tvachim deep. Niskaven lishbos Rishus Harabim. Person, what's it called, had kavana to create his makom shvisa, so that'd be eruvim, right? That if you have an eruv etchumim, right, you want to walk extra on Shabbos, more than the 2,000 amas that you're allowed to walk outside the city. So the halacha is you put an eruv, put some bread, right, in a makom mesuyim, and from that's the place where you're considered where you're resting on Shabbos. Even if you're not there on Shabbos, you put the bread there, and then you have 2,000 amas from that place. Okay, but it has to be that you will be able to eat that bread. You'll be able to take it, and eat it on Shabbos. Okay, but if you couldn't, you put it in a place where you wouldn't be able to get to it, right? Because you'd have to carry it, and you're not in the same place as the thing. Then that does not count for an eruv. So niskaven lishbos b'shus harabim. Person had kavana to set his place of shvis in b'shus harabim. V'hiniach eruvo b'bor l'malam miyud tvachim eruve eruv. And you put your eruv in a hole in b'shus harabim. So if it's higher than 10 tvachim, then the eruv is an eruv. L'matam miyud tvachim ein eruve. If it's less than 10 tvachim, deeper than 10 tvachim, we'll see one second what the pshat is over here. This is what the Gemara thinks of now. If it's deeper than 10 tvachim, then the eruv is not an eruv. Okay, let's see Rashi. Niskaven lishbos rishus harabim. Hama'arev eruv etchumim. A person wants to make an eruv etchumim so he can carry farther on Shabbos than he could have carried from his house. He can count from his house, so he has 2,000 amas from the end of the city, and that's it. And he wants to go farther than that. So instead of being koveya his shvisa in his house, erev Shabbos, he goes to where the end of his 2,000 amas, and before the 2,000 amas end, he puts an eruv etchumim, some bread there, and he's mechaven that that's where his shvis is going to be, and then on Shabbos he can walk from where that bread is another 2,000 amas. Eruv konelo shvisaso sham shiuchol leilech mishom lechol ruach hapai keilu shav hashan. So the Eruv makes it as if that's where he was when Shabbos came, and he's allowed to walk from there 2,000 amas to every direction. The Tzar Shiskaven, Likno Shvisasa, B'makom Shiyachol Lechol Sham Eruva. He has to have Kavana that the place that he is, Kon Neshvisa, where he's considered like he is, that he could eat that Eruv, he could eat that bread that he put there. Im Hoya Rotzala Ochlo, if he wanted to, he could eat it. Shemitoch Kach Moelo Eruvo, Likno Shvisa, B'makom Pita Goring. Right, the place where your bread is, that's considered where you are. The Hashem Shaykh Inish, the Afal Pishu B'Soch Ha'ir Kishikidish Hayom. Even though he went back into the city Friday night, but Erev Shabbos he put that bread in this place. Right, it has to be in a place that on Shabbos he'll be able to come and get it. Right, he had Tavana. I want my place of Shvisa to be in Rishus Harabim, and he put the Eruv in a hole. right? So be protected. So it depends on the dimensions of the hole. Could he, on Shabbos, take that bread out of the hole and bring it to the place where he had kavana to be kol nishvisa? The place of the kol nishvisa is Rishus HaRabim. And the hole, if it's Rishus HaYachid, so he couldn't take the bread out of the Rishus HaYachid and bring it into Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, what's it called? It's not a good Eruv. So the Malam Yasor Tzvachim Eruv Eruv. Kesolkadayta, the Yachal Litlo B'Shabbos. That if it's higher than 10 tefachim, in other words, right now we think it means that the hole isn't 10 tefachim deep. So the higher than 10 tefachim means that it's not 10 tefachim low, it's up a little bit higher than the 10 tefachim mark in the bore. That's what the Gemara thinks it means now. So, what's it called? That's the case. You see that a hole that's 9 tefachim deep is considered part of Rishus HaRabim. Okay? It's not also to carry from there till into Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Because if it would be a Carmelis, then you wouldn't be allowed to carry from a Carmelis into Rishus HaRabim. And then the Erev wouldn't be an Erev. L'chora. So the Gemara thinks now. Gemara says, Hechidami. Ilema babor de isbe asara ulamala de dloi va osve ulamata de tetoi va osve mali lamala mali lamata. If it means it's talking about a board that's 10 tefachim deep in Rishus HaRabim, then it's a Rishus HaYochid, right? And what does it mean, lamala and lamata? It means where in the boar did you put your thing? Did you put it on the bottom of the boar, or did you put it up on the wall of the boar? Not on top, but inside the boar, but all the way at the bottom, or somewhere on the sides of the boar. Okay, what difference does it make?
You mean the bread.
Where you put the bread on the bottom of the boar, right? That's 10 tefachim deep. You put it on the bottom. Or you put it less than 10 tefachim deep, right? You put it in the middle of the boar. What difference does it make? The boar is Rishus HaYochid. You're in one place, and the bread is another place. It's not an Eruv.
And when you get down to 10, maybe.
What?
That
doesn't make a difference. The boar is 10. The boar is Rishus HaYochid. The boar is 10. Doesn't make a difference where you put the bread in the boar. A boar is a Rishus HaYochid. You put it up in the Rishus HaYochid, you put it down in the Rishus HaYochid. But if that's what it means, then that can't be the pshat. Right? Ename of a boar disbe yud omok, maila mala de doili vaos ve shig bio ve nichol amala me asar me karkiso shel boar. Right? You put it higher than the 10 tefachim. As you put it higher than the bottom of the boar. What difference does it make? The boar is a whole boar is a Rishus HaYochid. Umaila mata de toi vaos ve shish bilo ve nichol amata me yud atachtonim. Right? You put it either 10 tefachim or lower. In other words, the boar could be 10 tefachim or lower than 10 tefachim, deeper than 10 tefachim. So higher means you put it above the 10 tefachim mark, and lower means you put it below that, or at lower than the 10 tefachim mark. Amai eruv eruv. In either case, the eruv wouldn't be good. Hari habor rishus hayachid hu misfas ogno lamata. From the opening of the boar and down, it's at least 10 tefachim. It's a rishus hayachid. The choshem munach bo b'shus hayochid. Wherever it's put inside that boar is in b'shus hayochid. The kivan is kavan shetesh v'sasa b'shus harabim. Since you had kavana that the place that you were shoveish was in b'shus harabim, the lohiniach eruv v'al sfas habor. You didn't put the eruv on the upside. Not a lip, what? Sure, what? The lip of the boar? Okay. What's it called? Whatever. The side of the boar, above the ground, ground level, outside the boar. Nimtzu b'makamecha, de'eruv b'makamecher. You're in one place, you're in one rishus, you're rishus harabim, and your eruv is in rishus hayochid. Ve'eino yochel otzio, rishus hayochid, sram lo'ochel. Therefore, it's no eruv. Because where you intended to rest, right, to be considered your makam shvisa, right, you can't take that bread out of the boar and bring it to your place. So the eruv is no eruv. It doesn't make a difference if it's 3 tefachim into the boar, 5 tefachim into the boar, 10 tefachim into the boar. The whole boar is a Rishus HaYochid. The only time that it would be okay is if you didn't put it inside the boar, you put it on the area outside the boar. Right? That's called Sfas HaBoar. You call it a lip, okay, fine. But El Alav, so that can't be the case. The case can't be that the boar is 10 tefachim, and the shaila is, did you put it 10 tefachim down or 5 tefachim down? That would make absolutely no difference. El alav, the boar de lespe asara. It's talking about a boar that doesn't have asara tefachim. Uktani Eruva, and means like this. If the bore was 10 tefachim deep, and you put it anywhere, the Eruv is not an Eruv. If the bore was less than 10 tefachim deep, and you put it into that bore, then the Eruv is an Eruv. It's not talking where you put it, how deep you put it into the bore, how deep the bore is. Right? So if the bore is not 10 tefachim, and you put the Eruv in the bore, it's okay. Why is it okay? The Chor, it's a carbulus. Elamai, and you can't take it again from the bore to where you're in Rishus HaRabim. Must be that a bore that's 9 tefachim deep in Rishus HaRabim is not a carmelist. It's Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, as long as you don't carry it four amas, you can move in Rishus HaRabim less than 4 amas, and you can take the Eruv out of the bore and eat it on the lip of the bore, on the area around the bore. And therefore, it's a good Eruv. Al Natashmish Ayadeh Atchashmei Tashmish, not like Rava said, that a bore, a hole in the Rishus HaRabim that's less than what's it called, 10 tefachim, is not considered Rishus HaRabim, it's considered a carmelist, because Tashmish Ayadeh Atchak, but the Maisa, Tashmish Ayadeh Atchak is Tashmish, and it's considered Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you're allowed to take the Eruv out. So the Chor is a Rai against Rava. So when it says, Zimni Mishani Lei, so sometimes Rava would answer this question the following way. Huve ruva b'karmelis. V'amei korele rishus harabim, v'fishen rishus hayachid. No, it's not when it says that he was kol nishvisa rishus harabim, doesn't mean rishus harabim. It means a karmelis. Right? The place where he was a bika. It was a valley or whatever. There wasn't rishus harabim. And the boar is also a karmelis. So from a karmelis to a karmelis, you could be metalkal within Dalet Amos. So he could take the air of it. So why does it say, what's it called? He was Niskavan Lishbos Rishus HaRabim. Because it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It doesn't mean a real Rishus HaRabim. It means just not a Rishus HaYochid. So sometimes Rava gave that teretz. No kash on me. You can take Enochanami. The boar is a carmelis. But you weren't a carmelis. So there's no problem. It says Niskavan Lishbos Rishus HaRabim. It means it's just not a Rishus HaYochid. The Zim, the Mishani Lei, who Rishus HaRabim, the Rubikamas, Enochanami. It's talking about Rishus HaRabim. You're Rishus HaRabim, and Enochanami, the boar is a carmelis. What was the problem? You can't take from a carmelist to Rishus HaRabim. For Rebbe, he goes like Rebbe. The Omar, called Dover Shumishum Shvus, Lo Gazru Allah Ben Ashmoshes. Rebbe says that anything that's only awesome with the Rabbanan, right, then Ben Ashmoshes, the Rabbanan weren't Gozer. Right? And what does that mean? That when is the Erev Kone? Ben Ashmoshes. Okay, now it doesn't have to wait till Tzeisa Kochavim for the Eruv to take effect. It takes effect already Ben Hashmashas. Ben Hashmashas, you could have taken that bread out of the boar and brought it to Rishus HaRabim. Even though the boar is a carmelist, it would only be an Issur D'Rabbanan, a Shvus. And since only an Issur D'Rabbanan, Ben Hashmashas, Rebbe holds, they weren't Gozer on Issur D'Rabbanan, Ben Hashmashas. And therefore, you could have taken the bread. Had you been there, Ben Hashmashas, when the Eruv took effect, you could have taken the bread out. Right now, you can't, but it doesn't make a difference. Because as long as when Shabbos came in, you could have taken that bread, right, then that's good. In other words, what would happen if the bread got destroyed? A lightning bolt hit the bread right at Tzeisa Kochavim. But by Ben HaShemashas, it was still there. It's good Eruv. It doesn't have to be there after Ben HaShemashas. So if at Ben HaShemashas, you could have taken it out, even though right now you couldn't take it out, it's no worse if it's not there altogether, and it's good. Okay. V'lo teim v'dechuyei komat chinolach. And Rava said, don't think I'm just pushing you off, right? Eladavka kaminolach. I'm telling you, Bedavka, I'm telling you that I'm right. That Tashmish Ayideh Atchak is not considered a Tashmish. And this, what's it called? It's a Mishnah? Whatever. Probably Mishnah, yeah. It's a Mishnah. But this Mishnah is Davka talking, what's it called, according to Rebbe. Either or if that's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Carmelist. Right? And it's no raya from here that Tashmish Ayideh Atchak is Shnei Tashmish. Because I bring you a proof that Tashmish, Ayidei Atchak, is lo Shmei Tashmish, that I'm right, that if you put something into a place that's not comfortable to use, that's not considered part of Rishus HaRabim. To Rashi. Elalav, hai lamala mi asara ditani, but bor de les be asara. Lamala mi asara means the boar wasn't 10 tefachim deep. If the bottom of the bore is less than 10 tefachim, meaning that it's deep, 10 tefachim deep, right? It goes down 10 tefachim or more. Then the havi habor chalolo yud havi rishus hayachid. Then the bore is rishus hayachid. The ene ruva eruv kol mokum shunasham. No matter where you put the bread in the bore, it's not an Eruv, because it's in Rishus HaYochid. The im karki iso shel bor lemalam esor, but if the bottom of the bor is higher than 10 tvachim, in other words, it's not 10 tvachim deep, to have le chalolo pachos me asara, so the bor is less than 10 tvachim deep, then eruv al eruv, then the eruv is an eruv. The lo chashiv le kemunach be karmelis, al matash mishlo rabim chashiv le. So you see it's not a karmelis. You see that it has a din of rishus a rabim. Mara says, huva eruv al be karmelis. Kegon, shahaya bor zeh be bika. Then it's gavin lishbos al sfaso, who bor nami kimen lo amok yud karmelisin. So Rava says, no, it's no proof. Because that what it says, that you're in Rishus HaRabim, and your Eruv is in the Bor, right, it's not talking when you're an actual Rishus HaRabim, it's talking when you're a Carmelist. And the Bor is not a Carmelist, it's not Rishus HaRabim, it's a Carmelist. But you can carry from a Carmelist to a Carmelist. I, it says, V'amei korilei niskavim lishbos Rishus HaRabim. Why does the Mishnah say, it's you were mechavim to be shoveis in Rishus HaRabim? It doesn't say Carmelist. L'fishen Rishus HaYochid. Dilo havoi hai bor b'chotzer afilu omok yudei ruvei Eruv. Right? Because it's not a Rishus HaYochid, right? And because if it would be a Rishus HaYochid, then even if the bor was 10 tvachim deep, right, only if it was 10 tvachim deep, then you could take it out, because you're both a Rishus HaYochid. The bor is a Rishus HaYochid, and it's in a Rishus HaYochid, right? So it's talking where it's not in a Rishus HaYochid, right, but it's a Carmelist, still, since you're in a Carmelist, is good enough. The Zim the Mishani, Le Rishus HaRam Dav, Tani. Right, the Mishnah Dafka means a Rishus HaRabim, not a Carmelist. And still, even though normally, what's it called, you can't take out something from a bor that's 9 tvachim into Rishus HaRabim, because it's not considered part of Rishus HaRabim, it's considered a Carmelist. Here, it's still good. Ubor shupachas miyud Carmelist havei, ked amrinan delo shmei tashmish, udakashilach hechi motzi matik lei, al korcha knias eru ben hashmoshes isa, ked shekiddish hayom. You only need to be able to take the bread out as soon as Shabbos came, right? At that moment, you had to be able to access this bread. Who's Sofik Yom Sofik Laila? And the Eruv takes effect already when it's been Ashmoshes. The Rebbe, he domer be'eruvim, the Shvu Shigozer Chachom, the Isurei Shabbos, lo gozer alei ala b'Shabbos. The Isurei Rabban of Shabbos are only on Shabbos itself. Vada, when Shabbos is for sure, when it gets nightfall. The lo ben Ashmoshes, and not ben Ashmoshes. Hilkach mi karmelis to Rishus HaRabim shvus b'yamahu. Carrying from a karmelis into Rishus HaRabim is only a shvus. Ubein ha-shmoshes roi litlo misham l'ochlo. L'fichach kon eruv. Therefore the eruv is a good eruv. Because when Shabbos came in, and in bein ha-shmoshes, you were allowed to carry from the karmelis into Rishus HaRabim, because only this is rabban. V'lo d'chuyei komadchin aloch eladavka kaminoch v'lo shmei tashmish l'rabim. And I have another proof. I'm not telling you, you know, I'm not kvetching in this Mishnah so you don't bring a proof against me, because I have a clear proof that Tashmish Halidei Achak is not Tashmish, and therefore you have to learn this Mishnah differently. Okay, where's the proof? From another Mishnah. Yisnan, Imhoya Rekak Mayim, Ureshus HaRabi, Mahalechesbo. You have a little canal, it's sort of like an aqueduct, it's like in the old city. They have a place where the water runs in the middle of the street, right? It's depressed down. That's called a rekak mayim. It's a little gutter. Ah, that's it. That's exactly what it is. Gutter. A gutter. You have a gutter in the middle of Rishus HaRabim for the water to flow out. Okay. So if you had a gutter, a rekak mayim, and Rishus HaRabim, and people walked in the gutter, they walked in that place, right? They don't avoid that place. They walk through it. Hazorik l'tochol dalad amas chayim. If you throw in the gutter four amas, it's considered like throwing Rishus HaRabim, and you're chayim. The kama hu rekak mayim, how much does this, what's the dimensions of this gutter? Pachos miyud tvachim. It has to be less deep than 10 tvachim. Because if it's 10 tvachim deep, then it's what's it called Rishus HaYochid, right? Or makom ptur, one of the two. Urekak mayim shirasus harabim aleches bo, and the Mishnah ends, and a gutter that the rabbin walks through, hazorik l'tochol daladam is chayiv. If you throw from Rishus HaYochid into it, you're also chayiv. So why do you need two cases? I mean, we just said, rekak mayim, that's less than 10 tfachim deep, right, and the rabbin walked through it, has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Why do you have to say it twice? I know it's for Rishus HaRabim, so in Rishus HaRabim, if you carry four amas Yechayev, or if you throw from Rishus HaYochid Yechayev. Why does the Mishnah have to go and tell me twice the same halacha? right? If you have a rakak mayim and you throw 4 amas into it, right, you're chay. Or if you throw from Rishus HaYachid into it, you're chay.
Why does it say
Dalad Amas second time? I don't know, maybe it's the same thing. It's mamish the same thing again. Second. Yeah, the chorus is the same thing. It's not even, it's even worse. Mom is saying the same exact thing to us. Right. I thought it was talking about, you're right. The chorus, Zorik the Tocho Dalad Amas means you threw Dalad Amas in Rishus HaRabbi. So Mar says, Bishlam Rekak, Rekak, Trezimne, right? The fact that it's, so why do you have a mission that tells me the same halacha twice? So the fact that it said, what's it called, Rekak twice, is coming to tell me a chiddush. One's talking in Yemos HaChama, and one's talking in Yemos HaShana. One's talking where there's no water going through this gutter. It's in the summer, right? And one's talking when it's in the winter, and there is water. Utsrichan, you need both. The Iashmin and Bimos Achama, right? Although there's water going out. One's in the summer, and there's still water going through, right? And the winter, when the water's going through, okay? But if I would only know in the summer, Davide Inche, the Kurei Nafshayu. Sometimes people like to walk in the water in the summer to cool off. So then I would say that's when it's, what's it called, Hilu Harabim, right? People are walking into this garden. Avol Bimosak Shaman, they will know. But in the time of the winter, when people don't want to cool off, right, they'd avoid the water, then maybe that part of Rishus HaRabim is not Rishus HaRabim, right? Because people don't walk through it. Kamash Malan, that, no, even in the winter, people don't avoid walking in the puddles, right? So they walk through that gutter. If I only had one case in the Mishnah, I would say it's talking about the winter, right? Agav demitanith mikri v'noches, because anyway, in the winter, people are dirty; they're all full of wet, well, they're all wet and dirty, so they don't mind stepping in the puddles. But in the summer of Nosachama, when they're not wet and dirty, then they don't want to get wet and dirty, so they don't step in the gutter, right? Sricha. Therefore, you need both cases. Not only is this gutter Rishus HaRabim in the summer, it's also in the winter. Not only in the winter, also in the summer. So therefore, I need the case repeated twice to let me know one's talking about summer, one's talking about winter. Elahiluch trezim nilamali. But why does that have to say twice and v'harabim mahalechespo, that the rabbim are walking in there? Just tell me once that the rabbim are walking, and I'll know that it applies to the second case too. Elalav shma minoah hiluch al yedei atchak shmei hiluch. Comes to tell me that even if the rabbim only walk there with difficulty, still it's considered just a rabbim. The first one tells me that if they walk there easily, it's Rishus HaRabim. And the fact that it said it second time is coming to tell me that even if they walk with difficulty. But that's only Hilach al Yedei HaTchak. But Tashmish al Yedei HaTchak lo Shmei Tashmish. But if it would be someplace that they wouldn't walk, but they would use that, but only with difficulty, then it wouldn't be considered a Tashmish. Only Hilach al Yedei HaTchak. We have a mission that comes to tell me that if people walk there with difficulty, then it's Rishus HaRabim, right? But that's a Chiddush only in walking. But Mashma, that if it would just be someplace they don't walk, but they use it like a post or whatever, it's only al Yedei HaTchak, like a hole in the ground, that wouldn't be considered Rishus HaRabim. Shema Minoah, so you see, like what's it called, like Rava said, the Tashmish, Al Yedei HaTchak, is not considered a Tashmish. And if you have a Guma that's 9 Tfachim in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim, it's considered harmless. Unlike a post that's 9 Tfachim high, which is easily used, that's still considered Rishus HaRabim. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rakak, Gravla. Gutter. Umayim tzothim alav. And water, what's it called, runs through this gutter. Rishus harab maleches bo, she'ovrim bo, sorakak bereglem. And people walk in the gutter. Pachos miyod, she'in hamayim amukim yod. The water's not 10 tfachim deep. Chayiv, shuk rishus harab, gemur. It's mamish like part of rishus harab. Elahilach trezim nalam. Why do I need to be told the rabim is mahalach? It's 2 times the same Mishnah. Listen to say for rakak mayim, she'v rishus harabim, hazorik letolcho chayiv. Rishus HaRabim Malechas Bo Lashmin and the Bo'inin Shet Tzorech L'Rabim Lomali. Why do I need again that has to be called Tzorech L'Rabim? Homi Reisha Shamin. I know already that the Rabim has to be walking through it. El Lahachi Hader Tanya. Dafka Shehei Hilach L'Rabim. Only if the people walk there, right? And even if they walk there with difficulty. The Afal Gavdal Yedeat Chaku Shnei Hiloch. That's why he said it twice. First time, the rabbim are walking there easily. Second time is to, even if they're not walking there easily, still it's considered Shifra Rabbim. But if it would be that the rabbin isn't walking there, they're just using the place with difficulty, lo chashiv rishus rabbin, then it wouldn't be considered rishus rabbin. That's what Rava says. Okay. Let's go a little bit further. Omer of Yehuda, hai ziriz of the koni, rama v'zakfei, lo mechayiv, ad the okarle. Okay. What happens like this, you have a pole. One of these pole vaulting things. So you pick up one end, and the other end is still on the ground, and you push it over. So now it's Arba Amas in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay? You have, here, there's a pole. So you put it down, you pick it up, put it down, you're moving it in Rishus HaRabim, but it never was picked off the ground. One part was always down. Okay? So the halacha is, let's see, high zeros the kind of rom the zakfi lo mechayiv at the ochre lane until you pick it up. So Tosfos learns the reason is that why you putter over here, because you never took it out of Dalai Lama's all at once. It never went out of the whole thing. In order to be chayiv on taking something, carrying something, Dalai Lama's, the whole thing has to go out of the Dalai Lama's at the same time. Okay? You took it all out at once. But over here, it never went out of Dalai Lama's altogether. Because part of it was still within the Dalai Lama's, and then the other part was out, and then, so it never at one time went out of Dalai Lama's. That's how Tosfos learns. But it's not because you didn't pick it off the ground. Because if you were to be moving on the ground like this, so the whole thing, at one point, went out of Dalai Lama's, you'd be chayiv. And he brings a raya from a Mishnah later on, Ha'imagar v'yotze, that if you were dragging something on the ground, and you pulled it out of Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, you're chayiv. So it doesn't have to be picked up to be chayiv from Hotzor Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa. Right? And the same thing doesn't have to be picked up to be chayiv Maver Dalai Lama's Rishus HaRabim. As long as you're moving it along and the whole thing goes out of the Rishus HaRabim at one point, the whole thing's out, that's fine. But over here, it never went out all at once. Because part of it is always back in and then the other part comes out. So since it was taken out of Rishus HaRabim not at once, that's the problem. The Ramban learns that the problem is that you never picked it up. And he holds, therefore, that even if you drag it on the ground like this, it'd also be put. Okay, Tosa says if you have a barrel, that you what's it called, a rolling, you're chayiv, right? Only in something that's square or rectangle, right? Not something that rolls, where there's a thing. According to the Ramban, even if you're rolling a barrel, it shouldn't be good. I, the Mishnah later on, Megar v'Yotze, they learned it's talking if you picked it up a little bit, or the Rishus a little bit higher, so you had to pick it up. But if you didn't pick it up at all, if you just drag something along the ground, that's not chayiv min haTorah. What? No, the Akira Vanocha can be. Akira Vanocha, Akira doesn't have to mean you picked it up. Akira means you moved it from its stationary thing. It was stationary, started moving. That's Akira. Akira doesn't mean picking up.
The Mishnah by putting it through Rishus Rabim, that's not called an Akira Vanocha.
Yeah. Akira Vanocha means, yeah, why not? No. Akira means it is stopped, right? That's now it's Munach. So you moved it. That's Akira. Akira
the last cases of the Mishnah, where you're only Chayav Min Rabbana. Right? So when I, because they, one did that, one did that, nothing. But when I go put it, when he goes and takes it from my hand, but that's anach also for me then.
It's not the same thing. It depends who's moving it from its stationary point. Right? Tosfos holds that if it was stationary and you started moving it, that's called Akira. Right? If the Maisa, I didn't take it from its stationary point. Somebody else took it from its stationary point.
Anibachlutz takes the thing and puts it, brings it into to Rosh Hashanah. And then he takes it from his hand. You're putter. But I, the Ani, removed it from Rosh Hashanah.
Because the Ani is not Rosh Hashanah.
But his hand is in Rosh Hashanah. The Ani is in Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah,
so he moved it. And then he took it from his hand.
Right, so.
So why isn't that called an Akira and Anocha for the Ani?
Because he didn't put it down yet. He took it from him and put it down.
Moving is enough.
Moving it from station is not Akira, but it's not Hanocha.
So why over here is it considered Hanocha also?
It's not, because later on when I stopped moving it, I made a Hanocha.
So when I stopped here and he took it from my hand, that's also.
He didn't stop. He was it was all in transit. Didn't stop, put it into the hand. That was part in transit. Here, when it comes to a rest, it's a hanacha. When it starts, we're moving. There, it's all in transit. It's not stopping or moving.
But if you start dragging it, you have to continue dragging it, otherwise it would be a hanacha.
Right. Once you stop dragging it, it's anocha. That's what the That's what Tosfos holds. And the Ramban holds dragging is not called akira anocha, and akira anocha means picking up and putting down. And And Tosfos holds it means moving from a stationary point and to another stationary point.
So if you go to another
Rashi. Rama zirza de koni chavila shal koni marukim. You have a bunch of poles, reeds, whatever. Rama v'zakvi, Rama v'zakvi. Holichu amos hardi v'shtarabin. You moved in a lot of amos v'shtarabin. Ke'inyin hazeh, shalo not lo kulo min akarpa. You didn't pick up the whole thing from the ground. Ela zokvo v'shlicho. You put it up, then you knocked it down, and so on. V'chazer v'zokvo v'shlicho ein zu akira. That's not an akira. Right, because Lamaisa, the whole thing, Rashi's Mashmah, but the Ramban, that you didn't pick the whole thing up off the ground, that's not called an Akira.